The Earth's core has been the object of science fiction books and movies for decades. But what really is down there in the center of the Earth? Is it really possible for man to explore Earth's core? Stay tuned.
Geologists have been able to figure out what is down there inside the Earth, and it seems to ring true when we stack up all this evidence.
This is Science, Scripture, and Salvation, a Creation Radio Journal. I'm Chris O'Brien with the Institute for Creation Research.
For many of us, the Earth's core makes for some exciting science fiction reading and movie watching, or perhaps a weekend homework assignment. But as we'll see today, scientists are finding out more and more interesting things about the center of the Earth. Please join us for the next 15 minutes and discover some surprising things about the Earth's core. But before we find out what's in the center of the Earth, let's start at the top. Dr. John Morris is president of ICR.
Planet Earth is made up of several zones. The crust of the Earth is just the thin outer layer, the onion skin layer, as it were. Beneath that is the very thick mantle of the Earth, and this is the bulk of the Earth, is the mantle. Toward the center of the Earth is the core of the Earth. The mantle is made up pretty much of the same kinds of materials that you see on the surface, but in a little different form. But the core is very different.
It's not possible to reach the core, well, because it's just too deep. John Rika is museum director at ICR.
The Earth's core is about 3,000 miles down from the surface. So you'd have to go 3,000 miles straight in the Earth just to touch the inner core. In fact, the deepest wells are only just a few thousand feet down. Any attempts to go further meet with, well, molten mantle or just heavy-duty Earth's crust that don't allow us to go much further.
Dr. Andrew Snelling is Associate Professor of Geology at ICR.
As you go deeper inside the Earth, we've done that with digging down to get metals and minerals. You get hotter and it gets the pressure is greater. So that means we can estimate the temperatures and pressures at the center of the Earth, and we're talking about several thousand degrees Fahrenheit. So it's very hot and it's very dense down there.
Since we can't go to the Earth's core, do we really know what's down there? Dr. Morris.
As best as we can tell from seismic observations, the way shockwaves travel through the Earth, it appears that the Earth's core is made out of metal, of molten iron and nickel. We see this from the mass studies that we know of the planet, and so it all fits together.
Dr. Snelling.
When an earthquake occurs at the Earth's surface, you get the reverberations go all the way through the Earth. So you have an earthquake here in Southern California, and it can be registered or recorded on equipment down in Australia, for example. But in the meantime, the sound waves have gone right through the Earth. And the speed at which the sound waves travel is dependent on the density of the material that's down inside the Earth, and what minerals they are, what rocks they are. And so by piecing together all this information, geologists have worked out that the Earth's core is made of two parts, an inner core and an outer core.
Scientists are continually searching for answers about the Earth's core.
Each piece of evidence on its own doesn't give us the total picture, but when you put this all together, the seismic, the earthquake waves, the temperature and pressure inside the Earth, it indicates that we've got a hot nickel iron solid metal core, inner core, and an outer liquid nickel iron core.
Dr. Morris agrees.
The core itself is divided into two zones. The outer core is liquid molten metal, just hot metal that's in liquid form. But then the inner core is solid once again. It's still very hot, but it is under such incredible pressures down at the center of the Earth, just the weight of everything on top of it, it causes it to be in solid form, even though it's very much above the melting point of metal.
When we think of the Earth's core, we generally think of it as being round. But according to Dr. Morris, that isn't necessarily true.
The more we've studied, it appears that core mantle boundary is not just a smooth sphere, but a very irregular thing with, as it were, high mountains and deep trenches. It's a very irregular boundary. And this, I think, is very important. Was it this way when God created it? We don't know, but I suspect that during the time of the great flood of Noah's day, when the Bible says that the fountains of the great deep broke open, This is not just talking about water that's near the surface, bursting out onto the surface of the earth, providing material for the flood, but also it appears that stuff deep inside the earth was squirting out.
So it seems that things inside the earth were shaken up during the flood as well.
The earth was just cracking and convulsing in a way that is just not happening today, and it appears that some of this molten material just kind of bubbled up and flexed up into the irregularities that we see today at the core mantle boundary. And it appears from our theoretical work today that the crust of the earth that was in the ocean basalt, the pre-flood oceans, actually began to dive down into the mantle and just almost free-falling toward the core. It's hard to imagine, but the mathematics shows that this can happen. The oceans then were totally replaced by new oceanic material as it welled up from below, but this pre-flood ocean material sinking down into the core, you know, they found that from seismic observations. They found these huge blocks of rock which are less dense than the rest of the mantle, but they found it's almost like the created ocean floor that was there before the flood is now sitting almost vertical. It bumped up against the core and stopped. It's in the mantle, up against the core. It looks very anomalous. It shouldn't be there, but it's what we would predict from our flood studies. Actually, on the ICR website, www.icr.org, if you click on there and then go to the research page, you'll see some of these research articles that explain some of these things. It's a fascinating. I got to tell you, the creationist thinking and creationist research is just thrilling as you see it fit the observed the way the world is today. It fits. It all fits. This is the model that makes sense.
Is the Earth's core beneficial to life on the surface of the Earth?
The core of the Earth, made up as it is of metallic material, it conducts electricity much better than the materials that we have on the crust or in the mantle. And these electrical currents that run in the core of the Earth actually cause the Earth to have its magnetic field. And this magnetic field is very, very important to the Earth's surface. It shields us from incoming cosmic radiations. Without the magnetic field, life would be nearly impossible on the surface. Without the electrical currents in the core of the Earth, we would not have this shielding magnetic field.
Dr. Snelling.
That magnetic field is very important to us because it protects us from a lot of cosmic radiation that's coming in from space. And so if we didn't have the magnetic field, we'd get a lot of damage, more damage, when we go out to the beach. In fact, perhaps one of the causes of aging in our bodies is the bombardment we get from cosmic rays.
The Earth's core has been the object of science fiction books and movies for decades. John Rijka.
The most famous, perhaps, of all core movies or adventure stories is Jules Verne's exciting Journey into the Center of the Earth, which was made into a movie several times, the most famous being in 1959. Here, these young explorers walk to the center of the Earth, which contained a giant whirlpool at the center of the Earth. This is probably not what the center of the Earth looks like. And even rather recently, there has been a movie to look at the core. In fact, that's the name of the movie, The Core, came out in March of 2003. And here, scientists have been meddling with the Earth's core in order to generate a machine that caused earthquakes and use it as a weapon, and it got out of hand. And so the brave scientists had to journey into the Earth's core to regenerate or restart the Earth's magnetic field and some other sorts of things and save the Earth. And of course, there are deep pressures in the Earth, so they had to invent a ship that would actually be able to stand those pressures. And being good sci-fi, they came up with an element called, I believe, Impossibilium, which actually got stronger as you got into the Earth's core. All this is good entertainment. We probably never will be able to visit the Earth's core because of the nature of it and the pressures and the heat out there.
Does anything about the Earth's core back up Scripture? Dr. Snelling.
The evidence of measurements of the Earth's magnetic field indicate that it was stronger in the past. And you think about that, more protection from cosmic rays in the past. People before the flood would have lived longer ages. That's one possible clue as to why they would have lived longer ages before the flood. The evidence in the Earth's core producing the magnetic field that we have that protects us fits better to the biblical picture of Earth history. rather than the millions of years that the conventional scientific community preaches.
It is a blessing to know that we have a Creator that cares for us and protects us. Dr. Morris.
In describing the Earth, the Bible doesn't give us all the details, but it tells us that God has prepared this world for life, and particularly for human life, and He's equipped it to adapt to any conditions. And the more we look in science, the more we see that that's true, that God has designed this world in a marvelous, marvelous way. We don't see all the details. We're still looking. Research is still going on. But what we see confirms God's word.
What about the biblical references to hell as being beneath? Although we're not saying that hell is in the core of the earth, there are some similarities. Dr. Snelling.
Now, that's why some people used to think that maybe inside the earth it's hollow. There's no evidence that that's the case, but still, there's biblical references to it being hot inside the earth and hell being referred to down there. In fact, when I think of the earth's core, it's certainly speaking about things being hot inside the earth, and that's what geologists have found out. It's hot, and it does remind us of hell. Hell may be down there. The Bible doesn't say, doesn't refer to the core of the earth, but it refers it to being hot.
To think about hell and eternity is a very sobering thought. The Lord Jesus himself warned of hell several times in the Gospels. Mark 9, verse 47 and 48 says, "And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched."
And that's a warning. If it's hot down there and it's a real place, and God and the Bible refers to hell as a real place, then hey, God means business. And I think those people who haven't put their faith in Jesus Christ as the Creator, the good news that we preach, that the Bible declares, that Jesus Christ, the Creator himself, the one who made the earth, the one who made the core, who knows all the details that we don't know.
But God did make a way of escape, that we could be with him in heaven forever.
But he has said that he has offered us eternal life if we put our trust in him. Otherwise, we'll get condemned to that hot place called hell. And I don't want to end up in a hot place like the earth's core. Now, it's unpopular to preach that today, but that's what the earth's core reminds me of. And therefore, I must be diligent in warning people that they need to repent and turn to Jesus Christ as their Savior, lest they get condemned to hell, as the Bible says they will be one day when Jesus comes again to judge everyone. It reminds me of a hot place.
We hope you were blessed by today's program and have found the Earth's core to be fascinating. Most of all, we sincerely hope that you have put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. If you'd like to know more about creation science or about the Creator himself, please get in touch with us here at ICR. To ask for today's free offer, please call toll-free 1-800-7-GENESIS. That's 1-800, the number 7, and the word Genesis. And you can address your letters to ICR at P.O. Box 2667, El Cajon, California, 92021. If there's a topic you would like us to cover on the program, then email us at radio@icr.org. ICR's website address is www.icr.org. Science, Scripture, and Salvation, a Creation Radio Journal, is a production of ICR. For the Institute for Creation Research, I'm Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in.